It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, this is Sanjay Jain. I'm part of US ISV Architect Evangelism team. Today I have Derek and Steve with me from ProScape. Hey Derek, welcome to the show and introduce yourself and your organization.
Thank you, Sanjay. It's very good to be here today. My name is Derek Pilek. I'm president of ProScape Life Sciences. We're a software company that creates software to help salespeople and marketing organizations deliver their messages effectively to their customers.
Thank you, Sanjay. Steve. I'm Steve Chin, Vice President of Business Development and Microsoft Alliances. My key role is to build up the strategic relationship with Microsoft
as a part of the business alliance, like using the different resources available to you as an ISV, as well as help understand Microsoft, right? In terms of the what solution you're offering, what value it brings, and what kind of technologies you may need, right?
Building the bridge between Microsoft and ProScape technology so that we can go to market, we can really leverage on our resources and leverage our assets, amplifying that joint efforts.
Sure.
Between our two companies.
And Steve, you have been in Microsoft camp, right? I mean, you were in Microsoft, so you have seen both the sides of how to nurture a partner and how do you leverage that. So that definitely is an advantage of ProScape to have you there.
That's right.
So Derek, I mean, help me understand. I mean, you know, I visited your office like last week, right? I mean, and before that also. So the solution, like the CLM you call, right, closed loop marketing, I mean, to me, it looks like it's very very exciting, especially if you are in that industry, say pharma, or where you have tons of, reps, you have different brands, as the drugs discovery and drugs you launch in the market. I mean, help me understand the value your solution brings in that industry.
Sure, Sanjay. We really focus on sales effectiveness, which is the time that the sales representative spends with their customer, as opposed to the pre-call planning or the post-call analysis. So ProScape starts way back up at the concept, the marketing concept stage. We work closely with advertising agencies that are charged with taking the brand messages and
creating the content for
and creating the content so that we end up with very specific, up-to-date, targeted messaging. Now, when that content is provided down to the field representative, our application is designed to complement and integrate with the CRM system. So ProScape is able to look at the profile data that's contained in the CRM system, for example, Microsoft Dynamics. It looks into that data and understands the information about the customer, and then we can serve the most relevant message to that customer. And more exciting things about it, it's not just a one-way communication. ProScape Technologies, our underlying software, enables two-way communication, so we can capture information from the customer about their attitude, their belief, something they'd like to order for one of their patients, and that information gets captured during the transaction. We also have a technology which we call DataTrack, kind of like a flight data recorder on an airplane, that tracks the utilization of the content, what the representatives do, so then we can take the data and pull it back up to our server. But one of the really exciting aspects is we can automatically complete the call in Microsoft Dynamics, in CRM, so the representative doesn't have to go log their post-call activities, saving them time, improving the accuracy of information in the CRM system, which ultimately flows into management reporting, hence the closed-loop marketing.
So, and also it empowers the company, like pharma companies, to do better analytics, right? So they can compare in terms of the call history, the transactions happened, then also match up with the data you get from a company like IMS, and do more comprehensive analytics in terms of the effectiveness of the brand, marketing, the geographical, is that right? I mean, how the farmers are reacting to that value, added value, actually, I should say.
Sanjay, you have to be careful. You keep explaining our product so well, we're going to have to go hire you. Microsoft's going to lose an evangelist there.
I think you did such a good job, and I visited you, and you showed me such a good videos. How a frustrated sales rep versus a rep which is using your solution, and also I saw the other video, so definitely you evangelized enough to make me educated, thank you for that.
But you're very right, Sanjay. The exciting part is that by pulling the data back up, we can, in analyzing it alongside with sales performance data from IMS, for example, where we look at what prescriptions have actually been written, you can start to understand the impact of certain marketing messages on certain customer populations and understanding what's working and not working, which allows the brand teams to then update the messaging so that we can come back the next time around with even more effective information for their customers. You know, the quality of the customer interaction, not our customers, but their customer, the quality of their interaction is paramount. You know, when you're a consumer buying something, if you have a very positive experience with your salesperson, it leads to more and better interactions in the future.
Common, help me understanding the your perspective. Like, you were very successful with the Oracle or Siebel world, solving the same industry problem using the closed loop marketing, and then you transitioned to Microsoft CRM. So share with us your experience of transitioning from there to see Microsoft CRM world.
It's, you know, being that ProScape is, we've been doing this a long time, in 10 years, and we've been integrated with just about every major Salesforce automation system out there. And because we're designed to complement them, we're very, very excited about Microsoft CRM, especially the new 4.0 release. The 4.0 release changes many things technically in how we can integrate with the application, but the end user experience and the price performance of MS CRM for the customer set is unmatched, because for the end user, using their familiar Outlook interface to reach into the application in the same file structure, same application, being able to access their contacts, it's very natural because the contact management works the same way, their email works the same way, integrates with their mobile devices for, mobile clients for remote emailing and such, that it's a very natural, simple interface, a simple-to-use interface, and very, very user-friendly. So ProScape is very excited to take entire application in MS CRM so that we can drive a very positive end user experience. From what it took to get there, we were delighted with the ease of configuration and our ability to, one, configure the MS CRM for the life sciences industry, because it's critical that the application be targeted for that vertical. And second, our ability to integrate with the application so that it's very easy to for the end user to seamlessly launch from Microsoft Dynamics, come over into ProScape, and seamlessly go back into ProScape. So going out and back was very easy, very straightforward to do. To date, it was by far the easiest integration I've ever done.
How do you see the experience of the ad agency or media agency whom you work with for your customers to create the content, right? How their kind of a feedback to you in terms of interacting with your tools or interacting with your requirements?
They're an important customer set for us. In marketing, the advertising agency, especially in the pharmaceutical industry, they're critical in really helping the customers refine their message and creating the content. You just had a release of 4.0 for you. We just released 6.0 for us. There is a whole suite of tools optimized for the advertising agency to make it far easier for them to more rapidly and at a lower cost be able to create content for display down on the system. We also focus greatly on globalization of the content. So it's very easy to take the content from one country, France, and provide it into Italy and be able to switch from French to Italian. So that was really important to us. But they're a very important user community, and we target software to make it easier for them to provide very cost-effective solutions for our mutual customers.
In terms of the deployment options, I noticed that you have some plans to go or use that Go Global as well as Power of Choice, where Microsoft CRM can be on-premise or could be partner-hosted, could be CRM Live. What's your strategy in terms of leveraging the deployment options?
Again, the three different options, on-premise, CRM Live, and partner-hosted, those are another key advantage reason and why you'd want to deploy a Microsoft CRM solution. We believe that our application is designed to be customer-facing. So in certain customer sets, it's going to be very important that the application is resident on the local client with our application. And that could be in a partner-hosted environment or in an on-premise environment. But there's also situations where either customers have a lot of users and they would prefer not to have to update thousands of clients with every change in their sales process, so they can simply make a change in a CRM Live environment, and then ProScape can talk to the CRM Live server, and then the representative takes their ProScape client to the field, comes back at the end of the day, goes back up to CRM live server. So it can work that way. But we think that having the variability of options, the different options for the customer, provides the best flexibility in pricing and as well as in configuration. So we think that that's a great customer benefit.
Great. Steve, what would you comment in terms of the partnering relationship? You know, you have been in Microsoft, now you're with ProScape. So being an ISV, what's your experience in terms of dealing with different teams, leveraging different programs, and how do you kind of compare?
Absolutely. I think many partners enjoy working with Microsoft just because the fact that Microsoft, besides the largest software company in the world, but also the fact that the commitment that Microsoft made to the customers and many of our joint customers to make sure that the customer are happy with what they got, satisfied with what they have, and that dedication, it aligned perfectly with ProScape technologies, because this is how we see our success, how we see our comparative advantage in the marketplace. And then I think that the experience that I brought along, my previous experience at Microsoft, is the fact that Microsoft have a huge and very rich set of assets and resources, technologies, innovations. I think the question is that how can we take advantage of the resources? How can we take advantage of the assets and the technology innovations, and how that align that with ProScape? How the roadmap of the Microsoft technology roadmap, and how that map into the ProScape technology. I think those are very important, very strategic areas that we can take to the table. And then by doing so, what we can do is that we'll add tremendous amount of value. We could amplify the value of Microsoft, the value of Microsoft and ProScape technology products and services that we could really take to the marketplace in a big way.
So it's a win-win for this partner.
Absolutely. We are really looking at 1 plus 1 is equal to 3, 1 plus 1 is equal to 4 or 5, you know, that kind of amplifying effect.
So, Derek, what would you advise to the newer ISVs who want to be successful like you? What would you say to them?
It's a great question. When we had to make some very significant decisions over the last 6 years in our relationship with Microsoft. Today, we're highly reliant upon Microsoft from a technology perspective. Our entire application is built in the .NET framework. We leverage SharePoint Portal Server. On the creative side, we're working with Expressions and Silverlight. On the reporting side, we're in the database perspective, we leverage SQL Server. On the reporting side, we have Microsoft Reporting Services as well as Analysis Services, and then you have SharePoint Portal Services to present the information. And then you put that together with Dynamics, you have a very robust Microsoft platform. Our advantages in going to market is we're leveraging a huge engine of making complementary technologies that we're able to leverage to bring products quicker to market at a lower cost and then respond to our customer requests. So if I were a newer ISV, I would firmly map out my product roadmap. And I would understand the critical Microsoft components as we move forward, because it's a huge year for us, because it is for you. If you look at the new support coming out, new Windows coming out, new Dynamics coming out, Visual Studio, there's a whole new platform coming out. So we have to make sure that we're aligned and we can take advantage of the newest technologies as quickly as we can to bring them to bear to the marketplace. But my advice would be that by leveraging the right technologies, you're able to provide a better solution to your clients more quickly at a better price point. So it's worked out terrific for ProScape.
Thanks, Derek. Again, this is Sanjay Jain. You can reach out to me at sanjay.jain@microsoft.com. And for more information on Dynamics platform, log on to a site called innovateon.com.
Thanks, Sanjay.